Access number 12564, Real 4.
Mr. Grover, Real 4.
It was nice to have a target which was of a regular pattern, an almost ideal for anti-aircraft use.
You were telling me that in the Caen area in Normandy you saw one of the V1s being...
It was the first V1 I'd seen, and a hurricane got it and tipped it round, and it went back behind the German lines and crashed. So they got it back.
So the hurricane got its wingtip under the...
That's right, yeah, and just tipped it out.
What happened to you in the spring of 1945 once the work against the V1s ceased?
We moved from the V1s, we went into practice camp at Blankenberg, just south of Ostend, largely to gain more knowledge of the American equipment which we'd been using, and we were able to have some instruction on it at that stage. And in fact we were at Blankenberg when the May the 8th came.
What was this American equipment?
The number 10 predictor, which was... the number 10 predictor is very difficult. It was a very large electronic system, which was all in a trailer. And you were constantly levelling the potentiometers to keep the thing... running smoothly.
Levelling them?
Yeah. Well, from memory, there were 47 knobs. And you could, when you became quite good at it, you could get these knobs resting on the centre line all the way through. And it was necessary to do that to get the machine working accurately. And it was something which... In the January, I think, of 45, I was sent back to Aberforth in Wales to become an instructor in that field.
You said that you celebrated VE Day at Blankenberg.
Yes.
What happened there?
It seems extraordinary when we're talking about we were all in a large army, but I was at the practice camp and I was fiddling about with the radio and picked up this announcement that hostilities would cease at midnight on the 8th. I think it was the 8th of May, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of people got very drunk, both Belgians and soldiers.
Did that include you?
No. I stayed stone cold sober and I drove a wagon round picking up people who couldn't get home themselves and took them home. Sounds crazy, but it was true. But it was a very... In that part of Belgium at that time, there were a lot of people who were pro... German, as a lot of who they'd lived with for 5 years, let's be honest about it, and a lot of people who were pro-British. And I had a personal theory that they all had a Union Jack and a swastika, and whichever was appropriate, they stuck it out the window. Sounds crazy, but it was about the size of things. And therefore, it was absolutely essential that if anybody did get themselves... beyond the reasonable control of themselves, that they were swiftly conveyed home, and that was how I spent, with a couple of other people, did spend the evening doing it.
Did you think that you were going to have to go to the Japanese war?
It was possible. I had a medical and was declared fit for overseas, for Eastern services.
How did you view that prospect?
Not with any great relish, honestly. I'd heard something. I already had a brother out in India, and I must admit, by that time, I was getting to the state of affairs that I was a little sickened with the war, let's put it that way. And I was beginning to realise that I'd got to the age of 24, coming up 25, and whereas I should have been qualified in my profession by then, as a surveyor, I'd got to start all over again when I finished the army. And I think I began to think in terms of what I was going to do when I got out.
Did the war have any psychological effect on you at all?
I don't think so. I'm rather an odd bod insofar that I'm the eldest of nine children. Eight boys and a girl, and the girl was the ninth. I was brought up in an all-male school, and I moved into business in an all-male situation. We had a male manager, four senior clerks, four junior male clerks, and two ladies who were very much kept on the first floor, out of the way of the public and the men. And then I went from there into the army. So I often feel that my life wasn't exactly normal. Because one of the things, looking back on it, and it's quite strange, my parents seemed to have put quite a responsibility on me. I took my two brothers, aged 7 and 5, when I was 9, from King's Cross to Holt in Norfolk on a regular basis. You know, here you've got a 9-year-old in charge of a 7 and a 5-year-old. And so to that extent, some people think that possibly responsibility was thrust on me.
But some people talk about having nightmares about their war experiences.
No, nothing like that at all. Not even after the experience of being blown up. No, that's quite strange.
Coming back to the HSC,
yeah.
You said that it's the oldest regiment in the British Army.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any special traditions which you celebrated as a member of the HSC in the war?
I think one's got to get the HSC into context. At the outbreak of war, there were an infantry company, two batteries of, they would have been 18 pounders in those days, and an anti-aircraft regiment of three batteries, 273, 274, and 275. But when I joined them on the 5th of November 1939, my next door neighbour in my bed, the next bed down, was Richard Hearn, Mr. Pastry. Right? And also in the same troop was the Honourable William Bethel and Robert Watney of Watney's the Brewers. And this was the type of, or calibre, of the membership at that stage. But while I was on Wanstead Flats, we used to get the Times, Telegraph and Morning Post with the Gazette in it, and you would find that people that were actually on duty with you as gunners or lance bombardiers or something of that sort had in fact been commissioned, and nobody had told them, and the Gazette was published, and they were off to Oxu, and something in the regions of somewhere between 60 and 70% of that original unit went off for commissions, either direct or through Oxu, to provide future. And it's one of the interesting things that of those of us that went there as immatures, at the end of the war, when you look at the pictures of the sergeant's mess, there are the immatures. We all went in at 18 or thereabouts and ended up as senior NCOs. I don't know whether that's helpful or not.
It certainly is.
Mm.